everyone, and welcome to the 2018 mock NHL draft, brought to you by our good friends at Square Boys Burgers on Danforth Road in Toronto.
Yes.
Square Boys, where the hamburgers are square.
They're actually not.
They're not, eh?
No, they're just regular. It's Square Boy.
Oh, okay.
To be fair, yes, but East End institution, and I would definitely endorse them, but they don't give me anything, but yes.
Okay. Well, anyways, thanks for ruining that. I appreciate it.
Souvlaki on a pita with fries special. That's what I go with.
Oh, really? Okay, good. It's just down the street from Ryan's house, where we are right now, Ryan Kennedy's house. For those of you who may not know, my name is Ken Campbell. I'm from the Hockey News. I'm the host of the Prospect Podcast, along here with our guru of young players, Ryan Kennedy. And today we're going to do, as I said, a mock draft.
Yes.
So we're going to go through the first round, pick by pick, and Ryan, I'm going to start, and Ryan's going to go second, and then we're going to alternate, so I'll have all the odd picks, if you will, so I get an extra pick.
You do.
Yeah, and Ryan will have the even picks. So,
yes.
So let's start. Coming to you from, what are they calling, Pepsi Center? American Airlines Center in Dallas, Texas, the 2018 mock draft. Picking first, Buffalo Sabres, you're on the clock.
Yes.
We have a trade to announce.
No!
We have a trade to announce. The Buffalo Sabres are trading the first overall pick in the 2018 NHL draft, along with Ryan O'Reilly, to the Ottawa Senators for Erik Karlsson and the fourth overall pick in the 2018 NHL entry draft. And the Ottawa Senators are pleased to select from Frölunda, Vastra Frölunda of the Swedish Elite League, our replacement for Erik Karlsson. And that would be Rasmus Dahlin.
Wow.
We got this going here, yeah.
Huge. Did not see that coming. Incredible.
Pierre Dorion. After the year we've had, we were picking first, and we still thought that Rasmus Dahlin might not be available.
Senshade. All right. Now with that amusing twist of events out of the way, the Carolina Hurricanes, first of all, would like to congratulate the Washington Capitals for their incredible run, and also all of our fans back at the Buffalo Wild Wings in Raleigh at our viewing party, and thank you to the Dallas Stars for hosting. Carolina Hurricanes are pleased to select from the Barrie Colts Andrei Svechnikov. This one, to me, it's a no-brainer. The Canes need scoring, particularly if they trade Jeff Skinner. Svechnikov is a ready-to-go NHLer. He's got size. He's got skill. So Carolina quite happy with pick number two.
Right. The Montreal Canadiens are up next, picking third overall. And, yes, we would also like to congratulate the Washington Capitals and the Vegas Golden Knights for their playoff run. And we'd like to say hello back home to all our fans at the Pierre's Smoke Shop on Crescent Street in Montreal.
Is that a real place?
No idea. They're gathering for our watch party.
Yeah.
And with the third overall pick in the NHL draft, the Montreal Canadiens select from Boston University Brady Tkachuk.
There you go.
And because we need size, we need talent, and we need snarl, and we think this kid can be as good a goal scorer and point getter as his father was, and just as nasty. So we think we've got the makings of a possible Hall of Famer on our hands.
Beautiful. I knew I was not getting Tkachuk. When I signed the odd numbers, I was like, Ken's taking Dahlin first. He's taking Tkachuk there. There's no doubt in my mind. But I like the pick.
Right.
Now with the fourth selection, the Buffalo Sabres mm-hmm. on the alternate timeline.
And their fans are actually at the Raleigh Wild Wings in Buffalo.
Oh,
yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Yes. It's Raleigh's Wild Wings.
Yeah.
It's a knockoff. Yeah. Pleased to select from the Halifax Mooseheads, Philip Zadina. I think this is just a fantastic asset. You've got Jack Eichel and Casey Milstead down the center. Zadina, who, I mean, let's face it, we'll probably be on Ottawa. But if the Sabres took him, he would be a fantastic addition. But he would also be a fantastic addition to Ottawa on the wing, if that is what happens.
Right. Okay. The Arizona Coyotes on the clock. The Arizona Coyotes having just, will be announcing the extension of Oliver Ekman-Larsson. The Arizona Coyotes would like to select from the U.S. under-18 program Oliver Wahlstrom.
Whoa!
We've done well with that program, obviously, with some of the guys we have, and we think that this guy, he's a natural-born scorer. He's got the bloodlines. His father was a Swedish elite league guy. We think this guy can really develop for us in a couple of years into someone who can really complement Clayton Keller and some of the other dynamic young forwards that we have.
Nice. All right. With the sixth pick overall, the Detroit Red Wings are pleased to select from the University of Michigan, Quinn Hughes. And for the Red Wings, we know they're kind of at a trough right now in the rebuild. I think Quinn Hughes is a fantastic addition, puck-moving defenseman, plays the game, the modern way, and he's developing right there in Ann Arbor. All the Wings fans can jump on the highway there and see him play next year.
I was pointing at him in the book as Ryan was going to make his pick.
I've been mock drafting him to the Detroit, the past 3 months.
It fits. Okay, so next the Vancouver Canucks are picking, and with the seventh overall pick in the 2018 NHL entry draft, the Vancouver Canucks are pleased to select from the Memorial Cup champion Acadie Bathurst Titan, Noah Dobson.
Nice one.
We've been very, very impressed about the way his season has gone this year. We think he's just gotten better and better. He's really taken off this year, really climbed the charts. Was always a highly regarded prospect, but I think he did a really good job with this team, and we think he could be a number one or two defenseman for 20 years for us.
Nice. All right, so the Chicago Blackhawks at pick number 8, proud to select from the London Knights defenseman Evan Bouchard. Fun pick for the Hawks. They don't usually have selections in the top 10, but with Bouchard, you get a kid with size, great passer, plays a two-way game. He's also a late 99 birthday, so he could be coming to Chicago sooner than later, and they could certainly use the help on the back end as that Duncan Keith Brent Seabrook epoch edges towards its twilight. So Evan Bouchard to the Blackhawks at number 8.
Okay, number 9, New York Rangers. The New York Rangers are proud to select from the U.S. NDTP Joel Farabee, three-man wrecking crew with the under-18 team this year. Obviously showed he can score. He was kind of the third wheel a little bit on that line, but has some real talent.
The glue
guy. And we think that he's a high energy guy, high compete guy. We think he can definitely be a top 6 player for us, but add that energy as well and contribute some points.
Nice. Okay, now, pick number 10, the Edmonton Oilers. And this is going to be the first time I say this. We didn't think he'd still be on the board at this point. But the Edmonton Oilers are proud to select from Brynäs in Sweden, defenseman Adam Boqvist. It's interesting because in a lot of mock drafts, I had Edmonton taking Spokane's Ty Smith, who I think will probably go pretty soon as well. But with Boqvist, you're getting a tremendously dynamic defenseman. Does not neglect his defensive duties either. I think, in a couple of years, he could be a really nice asset for a team like the Oilers, who hopefully at that time are adding pieces to what could be a Stanley Cup contender instead of still rebuilding. Clearly last year, a bit of an aberration.
Okay, and now we are at number 11 with the New York Islanders. And I have to have a caveat here, people.
Okay.
Ryan, you know this stuff a lot better than I do, okay? So now I'm kind of... We're past the top 10.
Yeah,
so
we're on page 2 of draft.
Yeah. So now I'm kind of flying by the seat of my pants a little bit.
All right.
If you will.
Yes.
However, the New York Islanders, well, we have two picks here.
Yes.
We've got two picks in a row. So we're going to go down the board a little bit, and we are going to take from the Moose Jaw Warriors of the Western Hockey League defenseman Jet Wu.
Uh-huh.
Just because we like Jet Wu. We love that name. But he actually is, you know, a guy that there's a lot of kinds of this guy in the draft, sort of an undersized defenseman who can, you know, create a bit of offense, does a lot of things well. I mean, he's 6 feet. He's not not undersized, but he's not
stocky.
He's not huge by NHL standards.
Yeah.
You know, but we think he can do a lot of things well. We think he can play in a lot of situations. We think, you know, he can be a Mark Edward Vlasic type for us someday. So that's why we're going with Jet Wu.
There you go.
And now the Islanders pick again at number 12. They got this selection from Calgary. And just to mix it up, since they just took a defenseman, let's go with a center in Joe Valeno from the Drummondville Voltigeurs. I think this is just a nice, solid pick for New York. You know, Valeno, playmaking center, first Quebec leaguer ever to get exceptional status to enter the league a year young, played for the St. John Sea Dogs, traded to Drummondville this year, was really good for him, kind of took the pressure off. I think there's a lot of upside with this kid, and he's got some nice leadership characteristics as well.
Also wanted to mention, Boqvist was kind of the guy, if this happens, he's the guy.
It's true.
That falls down.
Yeah,
right? Down the list. And and from what I've talked to about scouts, there are a lot of teams that have some pretty serious reservations about this guy, so maybe it would stand to reason that he would fall down a bit in the draft.
There you go.
Okay, so now the Dallas Stars are picking next, and we are going to take this player because we know that if we don't take him, Philly's taking him next. So we're going to screw them. The Dallas Stars are pleased to select from the Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds, Barrett Hayton.
Nice.
And we know that Philly would have taken him because this guy is, we hope, the next Morgan Frost.
Yeah.
And a guy that, you know, a guy that didn't probably get as much exposure on a really good team as he might have on a lot of other teams because they were so good this year. But a guy that we think in the next 1 or 2 years in junior is really going to blossom into an offensive type player, a very, very good player, and a guy who can you know, join our forward core and help us for a long time. We think he can be, you know, we think he can be a Joe Pavelski type of guy for us. So that's why we took him.
Smart kid too. Just won the OHL Scholastic Player of the Year title, the Bobby Smith Award.
Oh,
and
really?
He
Forget
did.
It. We don't want him.
Yeah.
I just want Tom Cook.
But I will say, I was talking to Coach Drew Bannister, who just got the AHL job in San Antonio, but was Sault Ste. Marie's coach, and he was saying, you know, I asked him, you know, what's the ceiling on Barrett Hayton? He said, well, you know, like, the kind of jump that Morgan Frost made, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if Barrett put up a lot more points next year because when a lot of the Hounds were away at the World Juniors,
he was really good.
Frost and Hayton really took over that team, so you can see the potential there. So for Philly, now there's still some good defensemen on the board, but the Flyers have so many good young defensemen. I'm going to go a different way. I'm going to go with one of my favorites in the draft class, center Isaac Lundestrom, playing for Luleå in the SHL. And I just think he's the type of player. He's fast. I loved him at the World Juniors. I thought his line was one of the best on the team, playing with Oscar Steen, the Boston Bruins pick, and Tim Soderlund, the Chicago Blackhawks pick. I really like Lundestrom. I think he's kind of a Elias Anderson type of player. So Philly, who makes this selection, thanks to a St. Louis Blues first rounder that they picked up in a deal, they take Isaac Lundestrom.
Okay. Florida Panthers, you're on the clock at number 15. Imagine if the real draft went this quick.
Oh,
that'd be awesome.
Totally.
Yeah, we'd be done in like 2 hours.
It's the all Tim Murray draft.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Buffalo Sabres select this guy. That's it.
Yeah. Eichel.
Yeah.
Then he runs off the stage.
Okay. Well, the Florida Panthers are up next. And from the Spokane Chiefs of the Western Hockey League, the Florida Panthers are pleased to select defenseman Ty Smith.
Mm-hmm.
We think that this guy, you know, we're picking 15. We thought he was going to go in the top 10. That's what the hockey news said, anyways.
That's right.
So
we're never wrong.
And how? Yeah, yeah. How can you argue with the hockey news?
Exactly.
But no, he's another sort of undersized guy. But we know there's a place for guys like that now. We think that he, obviously, guy had 73 points this year. He can work it from the back end. He can run a power play. He can dish the puck off a lot. But we also think that, there's guys like Quinn Hughes and Adam Boqvist in this draft who are pretty good offensively. We think this guy is almost as good as those guys offensively, but he brings a better defensive aspect to the game, I think. And we think that that's going to be really important for us. So that's why we took Ty Smith.
There you go. All right, up next at number 15, the Colorado Avalanche. Proud to select from the National Team Development Program, defenseman Bodie Wild.
Ooh,
yes.
Wild card, if you will.
Bodie, yes. Yeah, Bodie Wild.
Wow. He'll be good with Tyson Barry and guys like that.
Exactly. They got, the Avs have Cale Makar coming up. They got Connor Timmins, but Bodie Wild. Yes, Samuel Girard. Bodie Wild. Big kid, big shot. There's some risk-reward there. Sometimes he makes plays with the puck that drive you out of your skull. Other times he makes fantastic plays. So I think Bodie Wild, also a fun pick because he's named after the professional skier. Both his parents are ski
pros.
He is.
That guy's been around for that long?
Apparently so.
Holy cow.
Yeah, and Colorado, Denver, Aspen, Ski Town, blah, 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 whatever. Bodie Wild, good fit and a good narrative.
All right. okay, so now we are at the New Jersey Devils. And taking a page from the New Jersey Devils' previous regime, the Lou Lamoriello-David Conte regime, where they would kind of go off the board a little bit.
Oh.
We're going to go off the board, and the New Jersey Devils are pleased to select from Skellefteå of the Swedish league, Jonathan Berggren.
Oh, nice one.
Who we think is a guy that has just been a house on fire of late. Had a really, really good season for Skellefteå's junior team, was terrific at the under-18s. Just a guy that, really has kind of picked it up, and we think that's going to keep going.
Nice, nice. All right, moving on to number 18 with the Columbus Blue Jackets. From Asat Pori in Finland, Jesperi Kotkaniemi. I like this pick for the Jacket. There's been a lot of hype around Kotkaniemi because, some folks are thinking Montreal could take him early, that he's the center they want. I'm not even sure if he is a center at this point. He mainly played wing in Finland, did play center internationally against his peer group. So you look at Columbus and you look at what they did with Pierre-Luc Dubois and maybe they can hit pay dirt twice in a row. Kotkaniemi has great size. The skating needs some work. He's a little too upright right now. His upper body leans forward. It's not good structurally, but he battles. He's got great moves offensively. I think Jackets fans will be very happy with his selection.
All right. Philadelphia Flyers next, right?
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
The Philadelphia Flyers are on the clock. And we will select with the 19th pick overall from Yaroslavl of the Russian League, Grigory Denisenko.
Nice.
A guy who, this is our second pick in the first round. So
sure.
We figure, we figure we got, we got our guy that we really kind of wanted in Lundstrom. And now we're going to try to swing for the fences a little bit here.
Nice.
I just hate it when teams have the 20th pick and they pick some guy and say, yeah, this guy's going to be our third line center for 10 years.
Right.
Yeah. You should be able to find a third line center anytime you want.
Yes.
Look, when you're drafting, go for a bit of panache, go for a bit of risk.
Sure.
And this guy's a bit of a wild child. This guy, he was left off their under-18 team. He's, got a bit of... Bit of fire to him. But we think that, we saw him at the World Junior Hockey Challenge, and he was pretty good. He was pretty rough and had 27 penalty minutes, And he had his moments, and he had his good moments, he had his bad moments. But we think that this guy's worth the risk.
There you go. All right. Pick number 20, the Los Angeles Kings. Proud to select a center from the Flint Firebirds of the OHL, Ty Dellandrea. I really like Ty Dellandrea, and it's funny, you were just talking about teams taking risks in those picks. I feel Dellandrea is not really a risk in that sense. Kind of in a situation where he didn't have a lot of help in Flint this year, really had to drive the bus offensively, and did pretty well in that respect. Had a very nice top prospects game, and you know what? He's a really good playmaker. He's got good instincts. I think the Kings will get a nice blue chipper there.
All right. Okay, so let's see. Next, we are at the San Jose Sharks, and another organization that seems to go off the board a little bit, but this time we're going to play it fairly straight. We are going to select with the 21st overall pick from the Niagara Ice Dogs of the OHL, center Akil Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
Not a flashy guy by any stretch of the imagination, but obviously can score and make plays and is a good setup guy, and not a real physical presence, not a huge guy, but a guy that we think will grow into his body a little more, and we'll just keep getting better.
Nice. Yeah. Okay, with their second selection of the first round, the Ottawa Senators are proud to select from the Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds defenseman Rasmus Sandin. This is just bonus for the Senators in this draft. Sandin, fantastic first season with the Greyhounds. You know, this is a guy that can play the game both ways. If you need him to be your, you know, offensive guy, he can do that. If you need him to be the sort of safety, he can do that. Played with Adam Boqvist at the Ivan Hlinka and sort of had that role where he allowed Boqvist to roam a bit more. So nice pickup for the Senators.
Excellent. Okay, so this is awesome. 23 Anaheim Ducks.
Mm-hmm.
We are absolutely thrilled out of our minds that this guy is still available and that we can take him from the Mississauga Steelheads of the Ontario Hockey League, centerman Ryan McLeod, who we believe all we have to do is change his last name to Getzlaff, and he's that guy. That's our replacement for Ryan Getzlaff. A fairly big centerman who can make plays, can score, is offensive, has leadership capabilities. We just think that, 5 years down the road, he's going to be able to step in and be that guy that Ryan Getzlaff has been for us for so many years.
Nice.
And his first name is Ryan, which is completely coincidental.
Totally. With the 24th pick overall, the Minnesota Wild is proud to select from Timrå center Jakob Olofsson. I'll say Jacob, and then
you say Jakob.
Yep.
Let's call the whole thing off.
Exactly. We'll say Jacob, and he'll say, that's fine, but it's really probably Jakob. Anyways, I think this is a nice pick for Minnesota, who has a pretty good pipeline going right now. Olofsson, two-way center, good size. Again, pretty safe pick. That's kind of how I roll in these things. That's why we work so together and so well together, Ken. Because we're like good cop, bad cop.
Right, you know? On. Bond, yeah. Cop, bad cop.
Exactly. Except somebody watches us.
Nice.
Yeah. So Jacob.
All right. So the Toronto Maple Leafs with the 25th pick overall. Now here we go with our new GM and all, and the Toronto Maple Leafs, as we all know, have a huge pipeline of young players. So we feel like we can take a bit of a jump on this one, a bit of a risk, and we are going to do that. And we are going to select with the 25th overall pick from the Guelph Storm of the Ontario Hockey League, a guy that you know pretty well and have chronicled quite a bit. Defenseman Ryan Merkley, who is a big time X factor.
Yes.
Not sure what you're getting here, but you know what? He's only 18 years old. We think he can grow up. We think he can mature. We think he's got some pretty darn good raw skills, obviously.
Yep.
Being, you know, a point-a-game guy at the OHL level as a draft-eligible defenseman, pretty amazing.
Yep.
So we think that it's worth the gamble because, you know, quite frankly, if it doesn't work out, we've kind of been buttressed against that by having some really good young players and some decent young defense prospects and Timothy Liljegren and Travis Dermott and that sort of thing. So we thought that this would be the way for us to go.
All right. Okay, up next, the New York Rangers. This is a pick they got from the Boston Bruins. This is 26th overall. The Rangers are proud to select from Traktor in the KHL, right winger Vitali Kravtsov. This guy, tons of potential. Big body, great, had an amazing playoffs for Traktor, really came out. And you know, like when the teens play in Russia, they barely get any ice time. So for him to put up the numbers he did is very intriguing. I like this pick for New York because that's a franchise that's not afraid to take Russians. And, you know, they got Buchnevich over, and, you know, they're going to have Shesterkin in a couple of years. So they're not afraid to go for those kids and to reap the benefits. So I like Kravtsov for the Rangers.
Okay. At 27, the Chicago Blackhawks from the Via, the
National
Predators, are proud to select from Minnesota Duluth of the NCHC, whatever that is again.
Yep.
It used to be the WCHA, but whatever they are.
Yeah.
Scott Perunovich.
There you go.
A guy who, you know, we didn't think was going to be available simply because he should have been drafted last year. little older, little more mature, and we've talked about this before, Ryan. This is exactly why the NHL wants to go to a 19-year-old draft or delay the draft for as long as they can.
Right.
Because then you end up, you know, figuring out that a guy like Scott Perunovich is a pretty good player.
Yeah.
And you know, really came on this year, had a really good World Junior. You know, just a guy that that we think, you know, is a bit of a late bloomer, I guess if you can say at 19,
yeah,
that he's a late bloomer, but a guy who's come on and we think he's still going to improve a lot more. So
right on. Okay, now, the New York Rangers are on the clock again, this time courtesy of Tampa Bay and the Ryan McDonagh trade. So we've already taken two forwards for the Rangers, so I'm going to go with a defenseman. I'm going to go with Matthias Samuelsson from the NTDP. This is Shel Samuelson's son, committed to Western Michigan, big kid, high IQ, got a nasty streak to him, could be top pairing, probably top four at the worst, and I think for the Rangers, that's a nice asset to add to a pipeline that, frankly, is coming around pretty quickly. Some nice short-term work done by Jeff Gorton and his staff, and it will continue in this draft.
Terrific. All right. Now we are where? St. Louis Blues?
Yes.
Is that where we're at? Okay, yes. St. Louis Blues. Well, we in St. Louis, we like where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some terrific young players, Robert Thomas and Jordan Kyrou specifically. We think we're a lot better than we showed last season. So we're going to take a guy that we think is not going to be ready for a while. It's going to take him a couple of years to grow and to get to this level. But from the from Karpat of the Finnish Elite League, the St. Louis Blues are pleased to select Rasmus Kupari.
Nice.
And if you want to know why we took him, two words, Sebastian Aho.
Uh-huh.
And that's all we got to say.
There you go. All right, with the 30th pick overall, the Detroit Red Wings, this is one of the Thomas Tatar selections from Vegas. We're gonna go for some high potential here. From Växjö in Sweden, German right winger Dominik Bock. This is an exciting player. Scouts were very happy with how he dealt with the Swedish League, and Swedish Junior League for that matter, in his first year. And great hands. Teammate Elias Pettersson is a big fan as well. He sees some similarities in their game. So, Red Wings, congratulations on Dominik Bock.
All right. And with the last pick of the first round. The Washington Capitals. The Washington Capitals would first like to congratulate ourselves on winning the Stanley Cup. And thank everybody in Dallas for the wonderful hospitality we've had here. We're just, most of us are still drunk from, you know, celebrating.
What are the chances Ovechkin gets on stage for this pick with the cup? Apropos of nothing.
Yeah, he might.
Yeah.
And he'll get up there and he'll go. He announced Nicholas Backstrom, eh?
That's right.
When Nicholas Backstrom got drafted. He'll get up there he'll go on the dais, he'll put the cup down, he'll readjust his hat, and he'll go, "This pick won't effing suck."
Yeah.
And this actually pick will not effing suck.
Yes.
Because the Washington Capitals, with the last pick of the first round at 31st overall, are absolutely thrilled and gobsmacked to select, from the Oshawa Generals of the Ontario Hockey League, Sarin Noël, right winger.
Yeah.
Big, big guy, strong, can skate, entire package.
Mm-hmm.
Not a huge offensive guy, but you saw what Devontae Smith-Pelly did in the Stanley Cup final in the playoffs. We think this guy is more offensively gifted than Devontae Smith-Pelly. We think his upside is higher. We think that this guy can be a multi-tool guy at the NHL with his size, with his strength, with his ability. He's got decent skill. And with his speed, so we're thrilled to have him in our organization.
Nice, yes. And having seen him live, he can definitely go into beast mode. Just needs a little more consistency of effort. He's pretty raw right now, but 6'5". Some scouts think right now he's about 210 pounds. Yes. Some scouts think he could be like 235 when he gets to the NHL. So
that's Eric Lindros size.
Yeah, exactly.
That's Dustin Byfuglien size.
Okay, so there are some NHL teams we have neglected because they do not have first-round picks.
Right.
So, before we go, I'm going to make...
You're doing those. I'm doing all these. I'm out of here.
I've already figured it out.
Okay.
So, with the number 53 pick, the Pittsburgh Penguins are pleased to select defenseman from Sweden, Niels Lundqvist. Lundqvist.
Who are you?
Bobby? I'm not crazy. Yeah, exactly.
Who are you, Bobby Clark?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Offensively inclined defenseman. I think Pittsburgh, you know, they like the speed. They like the puck moving. Lundqvist works very well for that. Moving on, number 57, the Boston Bruins are proud to select from the Czech Republic goaltender Jakub Skarik. He is my top goaltender for this draft. Played for Dukla Žilava this year. He's a late 99 birthday. I think the Bruins are pretty much set in their pipeline right now. Lots of good forwards, lots of good defense. They got one goalie in Jeremy Swayman that has some potential, but I think Skarik could be a nice addition there. Number 59, the Tampa Bay Lightning, Dmitry Zavgorodny. This is a player from the Quebec League, played for Rimouski, doesn't have a lot of size, but very skilled, very smart. And what do we know about the Tampa Bay Lightning? They like players that are skilled and smart, size regardless.
Right.
So I think that's a good fit there. Number 60, the Winnipeg Jets are proud to select from the Ontario Junior A Hockey League and the Toronto Junior Canadiens center Jack McBain, whose father, I should say, Andrew McBain, played for the Winnipeg Jets.
Right.
So nice little tie-in there. Jack McBain, big center, headed to Boston College. Needs some time to development. Could be a four-year guy there, but the Winnipeg Jets might win the Stanley Cup next year, so they don't care.
A tall, skinny guy who can fill out and maybe be the next, I don't know, Joe Nieuwendyk.
Why not? Number 61, the Vegas Golden Knights are proud to select from the Muskegon Lumberjacks, Miami commit Matei Pekar. Best motor in the USHL is what I have been told by scouts. Gets his points, works hard, hunts pucks. I talked to him at the draft combine. He's a big Andre Palat fan. I think Vegas can really just use another piece. I mean, they're pretty good right now, but you got to build that pipeline. Next up, the Calgary Flames. They do not select until number 74 right now. So we're going to go with center Eric Florchuk from the Saskatoon Blades. He's got size, pretty good feet as well. Really broke out with Saskatoon. June. Started the year with Victoria. Trade was made, and his production really picked up there, so a nice one for Calgary. And then the final team on the board, the Nashville Predators. Even though they have one of the best defense corps in the NHL, I'm going to go with a defenseman here because they did trade Samuel Girard, and you always have to be thinking about your pipeline. So I'm going with Xavier Bouchard from Baie-Comeau, 6'3", puck mover, great patience with the puck, and a lot of upside, still ascending there. So you'll wait a couple of years, but I think Nashville gets a good one in Xavier Bouchard.
Excellent. So where do you get all this? Like, where do you get all this? Like, all the picks in the first round, plus all the other picks for teams that didn't have picks in the first round. You don't get it anywhere.
Nope.
You don't get it anywhere, but you get it here.
That's right.
You know? Hey, listen, Ryan.
Yes.
Just a quick question.
Uh-huh.
For you.
Mm.
First day of the draft?
Uh-huh.
Or Christmas morning? What's more exciting for you? What's bigger deal for you?
Well, now that I have kids, the draft, because Christmas morning is like, it's fraught with peril.
It's a gong show.
Yeah, you're never sure if everything's gone right. So for the draft, it's much less perilous. So yeah, the first round, and especially like in a year when you don't know what's going to happen. Like last year, we didn't know if New Jersey was going with Nolan Patrick or Nico Hischier.
Yeah.
And as soon as you hear the club name, you know, Ratio says, you know, from the Halifax Mooseheads, then it's like, it's on.
Yeah.
And then it just, you know, the dominoes fall from there, and somebody always goes higher than you expect. Somebody always drops, and yeah, it's so much fun.
Yeah,
I love it.
And I mean, for a guy like you who works so hard and devotes so much of himself to putting together these lists and seeing these players and talking to so many scouts, and, you know, I mean, this is it. This is your day. This is your day, man. So you're going to be busy. Like, every radio station in the world is going to want to talk to you about the guy that their team picked, and you just do an amazing job with it. And if you're not plugged into Ryan Kennedy and you're into prospects, then you're looking in the wrong place. So at THN Ryan Kennedy,
boom,
whatever, he'll be doing it all. Anyways, Ryan and I will both be there in Dallas for the draft, so that'll be a lot of fun. Not sure when this podcast is running, whether it's Thursday night or Friday.
Friday.
Oh, Friday. So, well, the American Hockey League, Game 7 of the American Hockey League Calder Cup Final will have been played already, so we will know whether the Texas Stars or the Toronto Marlies are the champions of the AHL. You and I were both at Game 6, and we'll both be at Game 7 tonight. I like American League hockey.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Lots of mistakes.
I know.
Lots of mistakes.
Even in the final, where you would think, like, oh, these teams are pretty polished.
No.
Yeah.
And the good thing about it is they can't bench a guy when he makes a mistake.
That's what
they got to put him back out there.
That's right.
So, I mean, it should be a good game. It should be a lot of fun. But, you know, that's the last hockey game on the planet. So so we'll be there. And you'll know by that. You'll know by the time you hear this who won it. So good for whoever did. And
the team that starts with T.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. So that'll just about cover it for us leading into the draft. Keep listening. We will be podcasting either before, during, or after the draft at some point. We'll keep you up to date on all the picks and all the prospects and all the goings-on and all the trades at both the Hockey News and THN.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you soon.